Thanks, Vic. Brandon, it's good to see you back in action on the field with your teammates. How are you feeling?
I just feel great to be back out on the field. You know, just taking one day at a time, making sure I stay healthy, getting the maintenance on my body so I can be ready for the season.
Before we talk about the 2012 season, take us back to last season when you suffered your injury during the second preseason game against the Lions. What happened on that play?
I was having a good game, and I was running off tackle to the left side, and a couple of Detroit defenders were on my back, and I guess my bad footing, and you know, just a series of events happened, and I tore my toe. So that led me to be out for the remainder of the season, and it was real tough on me. But you know, it gave me time to sit back and just see the game as it is, and just be home with my wife and kids, and get a different aspect, see what my wife do on a daily basis.
How disappointing was that injury for you? Because the Browns definitely had high hopes for your third down skill set as well as your overall abilities.
It was real tough, you know, because first I was hearing just 3 to 4 weeks, and then, you know, they dropped the bombshell on me and said I was out for the season. So that was tough. And then, you know, now coming back, and now when they're saying that they can get it, you can come back off IR. You can have one guy to come back off IR. So that was – mentally it was tough, but I endured it. And, you know, I'm just coming back, just fresh mind, fresh legs, fresh body, and I'm ready to play.
Speaking of fresh mind and fresh body, talk about your support staff during that trying time. Who was that staff?
It was my mother and my – you know, my brother, especially my wife and my kids. You know, I'll sit at home and I'll talk to my son and I'll tell him, you know, what went on, and you know, he'll just say, "Dad, it'll be all right." I'm his champion. So, you know, he was there for me, you know, when I needed him, when I, you know, just need to humble myself. And you know, my kids, they were very, you know, when things go wrong, I just sit up there and I'll talk to my kids, and you know, I feel better.
Now, once it was declared that you was going to be out for the 2011 season, what was your course of action as you prepared yourself for this year?
Well, for one, it was just to mentally be prepared and not to favor my toe, which everything is going good with that. No problems cutting, no problems, you know, jumping or anything. And, you know, just coming out and continuing forward off my Super Bowl year, and just want to come out and, you know, be a force for the Browns.
Brandon, looking at last season, that running back position was snake bitten by a lot of injuries, and you saw in a lot of cases where guys were being signed and they were expected to come in here and play right away, and a good example of that was Chris Obanaya. Let's talk about last season on the way the Browns running game was affected by those injuries.
Well, you know, when I went out and, you know, thinking that I was a big part of the offense, then, you know, Peyton Hillis was plagued and Monterio was off and on. And when they brought OB in, he kind of sustained the running back position, and, you know, they kind of built off of him, and Monterio came back and Peyton Hillis came back, and, you know, they did a good job for the rest of the remainder of the season. And, you know, hopefully just come in this year and build off last year and learn from the mistakes that we made. If it's wrong steps, wrong aiming point, or, you know, just being healthy health-wise, and, you know, just try to build off of that and come in and have a better campaign.
Let's talk about the mindset of a player when you got to come in for a person like running back Ryan Grant and James Stark, because you were in that position when the Packers were on the Super Bowl run, where you had to come in and step in right away. What is the mindset of a player when you get an opportunity like that to seize the moment?
Well, you know, my running back coach, Edgar Bennett, he used to always tell me you're one play away. And it was funny how my goals coming into that year, you know, I want to be healthy for the preseason. I want to play in every preseason practice and game. And, you know, I want to be the starter. And it was funny how, you know, I want to win a Super Bowl that year. And, you know, I accomplished all my goals. I had over 1,000 yards total that year. And that year went well for me. So, you know, coming off that year, you know, with Ryan Grant, his injuries, and then later on James Starks coming in to take over the running back position, you know, you have to be mentally prepared for that, which I was, and everything went well that year.
We're joined by running back Brandon Jackson here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. Brandon, there's a new face on the field for you. You're still working with your same position coach, but you got a new offensive coordinator. What's it like working with Brad Childress?
Oh, it's great. You know, I played against Brad Childress when I was in Green Bay, and he was in Minnesota, a great offensive mind. And you know, obviously you could tell because, you know, the guys are doing a lot of things different, more detail, the meeting rooms and everything. So it's a pleasure to be out there with him and to get to, you know, to dig into his mind and see what, you know, he wants us to be as a player on the field.
Seeing the direction the way the Browns went in this year's draft, what are your thoughts on the young running back Trent Richardson?
He's a good back. You see a lot of great things in him, you know. So right now you can't just really tell because it's, you know, it's no hitting or anything like that. But you could tell by the little things he's doing out there, and he could be a great back. You know, just if he just stay consistent, doing the right things, taking care of his body, he'll be a great back.
Competition brings out the best in everyone, and for yourself, Martario Hardesty, both of you guys are coming back from injuries. Looking at the depth and the competition within the Browns' offensive backfield, how much does that motivate you?
Well, competition is the name of the game. If you're not competing, you're not trying, and you're not going forward. So saying that, you know, I'm out here to compete for a job. If it's the starting job, the backup job, special teams job, I'm out here to compete. I'm always willing and ready to test anybody that's ready to compete with me.
And speaking of that test, just lastly, as you prepare yourself for the season, what parts of the game are you focusing in on?
Well, just focusing on all aspects, you know, the running game, the quick game, the quick passing game, and, you know, just trying to be a better player overall.
Brandon, we wish you the best of luck, and thank you for your time.
Thank you.
Back to you, Vic.